Mental toughness in selling. Turning negative self-talk into positive self-talk. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. Selling is a tough job. To be successful, you must be able to manage rejection, push yourself to hit sales targets, and accept harsh feedback. Sometimes, the negativity of the job can come from within, so it's important to be mindful of what we are telling ourselves and the messages we internalize. By turning negative self-talk into positive self-talk, we can improve the quality of the messages we put out and how likely we are to achieve our BHAGS, Big Hairy Aggressive Goal. This is the key to developing mental toughness in selling. Targets. In order to stay positive, you have to focus on what you can control. Mike Noonan, growth specialist at HubSpot. Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you will succeed or fail, you are right." This means that the mindset you approach a task with often affects the outcome. For example, anyone can make a lucky shot throwing a basketball, but the professionals in the NBA have the tenacity to keep shooting after each miss and are never completely satisfied until they score. They persevere and push through obstacles because they believe they will succeed. Mike Noonan asks the question, "What is your why?" Consider why you are working in sales, why you are with your company, and why you do what you do each day. By understanding your underlying motivations, having something to aim for, and feeling that you are in the right place to achieve your goals, it will be easier to have a positive mindset about your work. Conversely, if you have this conversation with yourself and you feel that your why does not align with your work or the company you are selling for, then it might be time to assess what you can do differently to achieve the goals you have set for yourself. Make it real. By planning and visualizing their goals, salespeople are able to visualize worst-case scenarios in detail. Marlon Diasis Fernandez, HubSpot. Goals are not helpful when they are vague. When someone says they want to write a book, taps their head, and says, "It's all up here," they may have a great idea, but it's not real until it's on the page. Likewise, our goals can begin in our heads, but they cannot stay there. By writing down what you want to achieve, you can better prepare yourself for the obstacles you will face and the issues you will have to address. These obstacles cease to be abstract and mysterious. Instead, they become something you can physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for. An excellent way of goal setting is using a vision board. Whether you are saving up for a vacation, a dream wedding, or trying to earn a big promotion, having a visual target to look at each day will give you extra motivation to get out of bed in the morning and keep grinding. Look after yourself. By looking after your body, you are taking care of your mind. According to Harvard Health, the three pillars of a healthy lifestyle are diet, sleep, and exercise. When working in a stressful job like sales, it's easy to neglect our health and make poor choices. Grabbing a snack from a vending machine or ordering takeout is often more appealing than preparing a meal, just like slumping in front of your TV and streaming a Netflix series is easier than prospecting and making client calls. Likewise, we often end up with inconsistent sleep routines by spending too much time on our devices in the evening, scrolling through social media, and watching late-night movies. In the short term, a glass of wine or a beer can help us relax before bed. But over time, this can disturb our sleep and negatively impact our health in other ways. Finally, exercise is key to strengthening the body and mind, and you don't necessarily need a comprehensive routine to get these benefits. Simple things like going for a walk during lunch, taking the stairs, or doing basic exercises at home can help stimulate the mind, relieve stress, and make you feel more relaxed. Yes, it is important to work hard, but you also need to work on your health and step away from the screen to give your body and mind time to reset and recharge. Learn from your mistakes. Do the following exercise. Write down the three biggest mistakes you have made in life or at work. This can be a daunting task. The idea of the exercise is not to dwell on these mistakes, but to acknowledge what happened, how you came to make the wrong choice or action, and learn from it. Acknowledging and learning from past mistakes will help you to move on and continue growing. Internalize these lessons, but don't obsess over them, and keep moving forward with the goal of not repeating the same mistake twice. Keep pushing. According to Spoccio, in 2018, it took 3.68 cold call attempts to reach a prospect. Today, it takes 8. There is no escaping it. Selling is getting harder. Are you prepared to reach out 8 times to make a sale? If the answer to this is no, you may need to reconsider if you are suited to working in sales. 42% of sales reps feel they don't have enough information before calling prospects. Spoccio. Before you start making calls, it's worth considering if you have what you need. Do you feel confident about the script you have been given? Do you need more information about the product or service you are selling? There is no shame in asking for help if you need it, as these tools could be the difference between making or not making a sale. Likewise, feedback is a valuable tool for improving your work. You must be prepared to listen when someone gives you feedback. If it's the customer, do your best to understand what is preventing them from buying your product or service. If it is a manager or a colleague listening in on your call, be patient, open-minded, and appreciative of the feedback. It is easy to get defensive when someone criticizes your work, but it is a key part of the learning process. You must be open to constructive feedback, even solicit it. Actively listen to what is said and learn from it. Doing this will help you improve your process and make you a better sales professional. 80% of sales require 5 follow-up calls after an initial meeting. Spoccio, are you prepared to put in the work needed to develop a long-term business partnership and eventually make a sale? Making 5 follow-up calls feels like a lot of extra work, but it is necessary. Statistically, the best time to call is between 4 and 5 p.m. And if you must leave a voicemail, 8 to 12 seconds is the sweet spot. Of course, be ready if someone answers, but you should also have written or rehearsed what you intend to say, elevator speech, so you're not caught off guard if you are transferred to voicemail. 48% of calls end without an attempt to close the sale, and the national sales closing rate is 27%. Spoccio. Only 60% of sales reps meet quota. Spoccio. Rejection and failure are 2 of the most challenging aspects of sales, and every professional must be prepared for them. It is not just about having tough skin. It is about knowing when to push through and when not to. It is also about knowing that your success rate is likely to be below 30%, even if you're a top sales professional. However, this means that when you do achieve your BHAG, it will be something to be celebrated. Nurtured leads produce, on average, a 20% increase in sales opportunities versus non-nurtured leads. Spoccio. What are you doing to nurture your leads and your sales pipeline? Are you using a positive mindset when interacting with potential customers? If someone feels at ease with you, they are more likely to listen to what you have to say. Even if they aren't immediately interested in developing a buying partnership, you can always arrange to call them back. If they are hesitant, it is important to be empathetic by reassuring them that you understand their hesitancy and that you are trying to help them. In a typical firm with 100 to 500 employees, only 7 people on average make purchasing decisions. Gartner Group. A common phrase used in sales is, "work smarter, not harder." When you are following a lead, it's vital to find out who is making the decisions at the target company. By doing this, you can significantly reduce your workload. However, it's not an easy task, and companies frequently lose out on business because salespeople target the wrong person. Identifying the decision maker is especially important when it comes to B2B sales. You need to confirm that the person you are speaking to is in a position to make decisions and purchases. If you don't do this, you risk wasting time with someone who ultimately can't help you. Nurturing mental toughness, positivity, and motivating your team as a manager. 79% of sales executives say a leading driver of hitting new targets is improving the productivity of existing sales reps. Spoccio. Sales managers must also take responsibility for helping their team develop mental toughness while creating a positive work culture. Doing this will increase the productivity of each sales rep. It's essential to have high morale within the team and resilient staff members who can face rejection and overcome obstacles, because productivity isn't as straightforward as just working harder. If you are a manager of a sales team, then you must foster a positive work culture. So, what are you doing to create a positive mindset, lower the team's stress, and improve engagement? Perhaps you could have dress-down Fridays, offer mini breaks to teams who hit their targets, or give someone a few minutes away from their desk when they feel stressed and need support. In addition, managers must be aware of the language they use in conversations, emails, and training materials, as negative language can harm the work culture. 65% of employees say the quality of coaching, training, and learning opportunities positively influences their engagement. Spoccio. Motivation can be a virtuous circle. By giving employees the tools needed to do their job well, they will feel more driven. By providing targets to aim for, they are more likely to be engaged and push harder to achieve those targets. This, in turn, will make your company grow and become more attractive to outside sales talent. To feel positive and confident about your work, you must know what you are doing. While it is impossible to motivate your sales team all the time, you can give them the tools to succeed and foster a culture of success. It's essential to provide learning materials and resources so that each salesperson has a solid understanding of the products and services they will be selling and be confident in how to sell them. Ideally, you want a learning program that can be accessed through different devices, such as laptops and smartphones. A script is one of the first tools you should give to your team to prepare them for the job. Be sure to ask for feedback once everyone has read the script. Ask if they understand it and if there are any questions. Another way to motivate people is to prepare them with role-play exercises or by offering your personal experiences in sales. Role-playing is a great way to demonstrate the types of questions potential customers will ask. Likewise, telling people about your personal selling experiences can give them additional insight that might not be found in sales textbooks or videos. It's worth noting that some people are naturally more confident than others and will contribute more during role plays, questions, and one-to-one coaching sessions. With that in mind, pay extra attention to quieter team members to ensure they understand what you are saying and what you expect from them. While this is a good rule of thumb, it can also be misleading. For example, some people who appear confident in training can struggle when it's time to make actual sales calls and go knocking on doors. Conversely, others who seemed timid during training sessions may turn out to be more capable when given the chance to demonstrate what they can do in real-life situations. Getting tougher while staying positive. Sales is tough. It's been said, selling is the highest-paying hard work or the lowest-paying easy work you'll ever do. We've established that you must have the capacity to overcome rejection and other obstacles to make a sale and achieve your targets. Of course, motivation is a key factor, but you must understand that grinding through difficult times and overcoming obstacles is part of the sales process. It's also about recognizing when you are struggling to cope, knowing what to do to address the stressors and challenges at hand, and doing so in positive ways. Remember that regardless of the amount of training you give or the resources at hand, some people won't have the drive to make it in sales. That is okay. Not everyone is cut out for the job. And when you have to let someone go, you can offer advice to help them find a more suitable role and maintain a positive mindset through these difficult circumstances. You can also apply the mental toughness required to succeed in sales to other areas of your life. Developing the ability to see tasks through and achieve your goals is an invaluable skill that benefits you across the board. In summary, developing mental toughness is about more than having thick skin. It is about learning from your mistakes, dealing with rejection, developing your skills, and not being afraid to ask questions. This is something each salesperson should be prepared to do, and what you should be prepared to do as a manager: to nurture the skills and confidence that each individual needs to be part of an effective sales team.